Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, wake up. Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring, ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it. Ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, September 16, 2020. RayRen98 here, along with...
Okay, good
in TNT. It's Wednesday, and we're back. I know you guys didn't want us to be back. We didn't want to come back. We're looking for the day we don't. But until then, here we are. All right, Ray, what's going on? Anything good?
No updates went out.
We have updates, just didn't send them out. We just didn't want them to know. That's all right. I'm just messing. As usual.
All right. Well, we did get something late last night about the TV, but that didn't get posted yet. Word from Iraq that the TV newsman said changes that Kadhimi made related to naming the new CBI governor was done, so the reforms can now be done.
Oh, so. Only reason he did what he did was so he can do what he needs to do.
Okay. I got that.
Okay. That's it, guys. A lot of controversy about him swapping the positions, which we know it would be. Leakey didn't like it. Amiri didn't like it. None of Iran's people liked it. They were trying to say it was corrupt, it was quota-driven, everything else. That's why they came out with the article, came out on the news to let the people know this is what had to be done to meet your reforms. So the people themselves came out, did an interview, said they are preparing for their protest to start in 2 weeks. They said 1st of October. So they're preparing for that if the reforms aren't done. Al-Kazimi is preparing to get all the reforms done. The call on Monday, we talked about the budget being done on Saturday and being submitted on Saturday. We know right after the call, they made an announcement that it would be submitted on Tuesday, which it was yesterday. So it was still, hopefully, they're saying they'd be voted on by Saturday since it was submitted. Supposed to take the set up to 2 weeks to actually close the vote on it. But that would be before the end of the month. Okay, hold on for a second. Hold on. Okay, sorry. I thought that was information, but it wasn't. So, anyway, I'm trying to think anything else happening. We got that. All of the appointments we saw were basically financial. Because that was one of the things we knew had to, they had to have control of the money before they would do the RV. And now they fully have that. Laws are done. The banks are sitting at the banks. They are sitting there. They're still working 6 to 11. They are going to work through the end of the month. So that was their big announcement, was we're going to keep doing what we're doing, 6 to 11, through the end of the month, because they do expect it then. So there's something else I wanted to talk to you guys about, though. So let me think about when's a good time to do it. Oh, right now. Okay. All right, Ray, this may take me a minute so you can relax. Guys, all something right. That my New York guy told me about, my Wisconsin guy told me about, our Florida guy has been told us about, but I guess I need to talk to you guys about it. And part of it is why we're here, what we do, and what we've gone through. And I did that again on Monday. Guys, we're here to educate you to get the best you can get out of the deal. To get the best, to get the most money you can get. That's why we give you the rates. So you're already anticipating what you should be hearing when you go in there. That's why I tried to explain to you guys how to go into your appointment and even what to say when you get in the appointment, how to approach this whole thing, is so you can get the best deal you can get. You know how much you have. You know the different rates. You know what you should be qualified for. You know what you're going to ask for to do with it when you get ready to leave. But I'm going to give you an example of what's going on. A lot of you guys are sports people, so I can use sports and say, man, have you ever once seen a coach go to the opposing team and say, here's our game plan. So when the game comes, we expect you to conform to our game plan. Do they go to the other team and say that? This is our lineup. This is our first 30 plays that we're going to run or do, and you need to bow down to them so we can win the game. I've never seen that happen. Not as a team. Now, somebody might cheat and do some crazy stuff like that, but not as a team. I've never seen any business go to its competitor and say, hey, this is the next 10 commercials we're going to run, and they're all going to be about you and how much we're better than you, and so we can get this done, and I need you to expect that and bow down to it. I don't see that happen. Anybody in negotiation, I've never, ever seen somebody negotiate. Go to the desk, say, hey, I know we got a meeting on Friday, Saturday, or Monday. I'm going to bring my five guys. You bring your five guys. You know, I want $50 an item, but I'm going to start at 100 just so you feel good about getting me down to 50. That's what I'm going to do. Just so you know, but don't go below 50. I don't care if the rate is 30. Guys, none of what I just said made any sense. None of it. So it just doesn't make sense for us to go to the bank, go to bankers, go to wealth managers, go to people who we know at some point we have to negotiate with and give them our whole strategy before we even go to the meeting. You get your best results in the heat of the moment. You get your best results when you know what you're talking about and they don't. If I go tell a wealth manager, you know, I want 15%, 20% next week when we meet, he said, well, why do you think you should get that? And here's the real kicker, which makes absolutely no sense to me. Well, because Tony on TNT said so. Who in the hell is Tony on TNT? He could tell you what interest rate I got to give you. Especially when they don't even have a clue yet. They haven't even started. But now what you've done is you prepared that guy. He can go investigate. He can go look and see, is this right, Lizette? And all of his superiors can tell him, yeah, but don't do it. This is what you tell him now. Too many people found out it was too fast, it was this, that, whatever, so now we can't do it no more. So now he has an answer ready for you because you gave him a week's notice, month's notice of exactly what you want, how you want it, why you want it, exactly what your game plan is going to be in there. That's not negotiating. That's giving away all of your advantage to a guy you don't even know. The guy who doesn't give up, I mean, care about you at all, he's doing his job. It never makes sense. I'm not telling you guys don't go to the bank and meet somebody because you should, if you can. I'm just saying meet them. I'm not telling you not to have a relationship with bankers because you should. I'm telling you it doesn't make sense to give away your entire game plan before the actual event. They didn't approach you. It just doesn't.
Okay.
Because for years, we've been here for 15 years, and I told you back in the beginning, they are listening to our calls. They are changing the rules, which they did, writing laws, which they did, based on our calls. So, okay, and we could deal with that part because it's only between us and the top guys. But now you're out there educating the bankers themselves, the wealth managers themselves, and making them go and research and be prepared for when you walk in, which makes your deal even harder. I just don't think it's the best.
Yeah.
That's all. I want to pass that on to you because I think some people are making that mistake as we go along. Now, again, the banks themselves are going to tell you, I don't know. And I tell you guys that on Monday. You ask, is it good to go to a bank and get a relationship and tell them everything? I said, yes, if you can hear no. As long as you can take no, no, it's a scam. I don't know it. I don't know what you're talking about. And the fact that for the most of them, that's going to be true because they absolutely don't. Because they haven't been told yet. But the ones where we're going and laying out our entire game plan to people, letting them go back and get feedback from their superiors, higher uppers, and letting them change the system or the class or rewrite the rules so that we can't do the very things we told you to do. Doesn't make sense. You're supposed to know the game plan. You're not supposed to hand it to the opposing team a week before you play the game. That doesn't make any sense. So anyway, I wanted to get that out. Let's do it the right way. We still got a great opportunity. But if it's somebody you want to do business with, a bank you want to do business with, certain people, you can't negotiate against yourself before the negotiations even start. That doesn't make sense. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, 7MMSTW says, we are 48 days away from a new presidential election. How can this RV happen now?
The RV doesn't have anything to do with the presidential election. Why should Iraq revalue their currency? The deals that they put, they have anything to do with our election. Didn't have nothing to do with George Bush not getting reelected. Didn't have nothing to do with Obama not getting reelected. Why should it have anything to do with Trump not getting reelected or getting reelected? Either way, it's going to affect our economy. It's not going to affect our election. Nobody here, I would hope nobody that could hear my voice right now would change their vote for whoever it is, whoever you're voting for, that it would change based on the fact that Iraq revalued their currency. Why would that change your vote? So why would it affect the election? None of us. And at this point in time, we're the only ones who are going to know by November the 2nd. The rest of the country's not going to know. The economy's not going to change in that period of time. They're not going to use it to influence anything. It's too late to be giving out donations to influence the vote. So what does it have to do with the vote? I don't understand. What's next?
Sunstar says, with the many changes by the Prime Minister in the last few days for finalization of the RV, are you looking for any new laws to go into the Gazette?
I'm looking for the budget to go into the Gazette, and there's two financial laws that they were waiting on. I don't know if they're required, because I don't think they are, but they did want to get them done when the budget came out and for them to go into the Gazette. But again, I don't know that it's required. I don't know that anything's required except for the CBI to now change it. What he did yesterday on Monday was probably required. And as part of the meeting coming out of Washington, D.C., I can't give this kind of money as long as Iran can have influence over it. Well, he removed all of that. And we know that because Maliki didn't like it, Amiri didn't like it, and anybody with Iranian influence didn't like it. The U.S. did, in fact, like it. So I don't know what else we had to do besides that. All right, what's next?
Number two, as things move forward, is Iraq happy with the border and port security?
Iraq is happy. They made, shoot, I forgot, additional $50 million, $70 million the first month when they changed the border security. So, yeah, they were really happy.
Okay. Reformer says, I've seen several articles that talk about a float of Iraq dinar. What do you think about a float versus RV or a combination of both?
No, when they revalue the currency, it is going to float. It's going to go on Forex, and it is going to float. It's not going to sit at a value, and I've told you that for years. It's going to float up the first 10, 12 days, probably dramatically, crazy-like, and then it's going to come back down and settle where it'll be at and be traded on floor. It won't be a fixed rate. So that's exactly what we want to see. And it is going to be driven by the float rate of it. So that's a good thing. It's just not going to be coming out like, I don't know, Montana or Caproni or one of those, I'm telling you, at less than a dollar and going up and be years before it gets up to over $3, $5. The rate is going to come out over $3, $3.61, $3.81, and then go up from there. Absolutely. What's next?
Okay. Yetzia says, please go over the fractional banking details again. Does the bank get to loan 10 times, or is it 100 times the amount of our deposit with the bank? Yeah, I wish it was 100 times.
Well, it won't make a difference to me. 110 because, oh, you say you own the bank. Yeah. Because I'm not getting any of it anyway. Okay. Guys, this is really, really easy. I don't have to do this in old class. All you have to do is Google fractional banking. Google it. Fractional banking. Our bank works. If you go right on Google, you click on it, they have an animated video that shows you exactly how it works. There's no guesswork. There's no banker being able to tell you that's not true. It doesn't work. It's right there in black and white. It does the numbers. It explains the entire banking system, how the money moves from the treasury to the bank to your account, the back around, how it is, in fact, fractional banking, how it multiplies, how they loan it out, at what rate. It's all right there. People just don't want to take the time to read. You don't even have to read it. It's animated, and the guy talks to you. So he will walk you through the entire process. It's very simple. And, yes, the number is 10 to 1. Then it was 9 to 1, 8 to 1. I think it's back up 10 to 1 every time you make a deposit. But don't take my word for it. Because a lot of people know. The simple thing is Google. And you don't have to go to the computer, the library, nothing else. It's right there on your phone. Just go put it in fractional banking, how it works. It's going to come up. It's going to be five or six options. Click on one, it's all writing. Click on the other one. There's an animated video that walks you through the entire process. All right, what's next?
What are the currency symbols for the Indonesian rupiah?
I don't know. I don't have
any. IDR in the ZIM. I don't know which one is the actual ZIM codes.
So right now it's ZWN.
Is it? Okay. All right. Reneed 299 says, after the RV, if I set up a trust and I leave my money with the bank to earn 10 to 15%, does the interest go to the trust? If so, how do I get money out of the trust? Do I have a checkbook in the trust name? Okay, if you set up a trust and that money is invested in getting 10 to 15% interest, then that money does go to the trust. That was trust money. And yes, if you're managing a trust, whoever's in charge will have a checkbook to use to be able to spend monies out of the trust account. Not on yourself, but for trust purposes. Nicole 19 says, okay, that wasn't a question. RCH says, years ago it was mentioned that we should have a separate email address for banking. Is this still the case?
Guys, that is always going to be your choice. I personally said, I'm separating everything. My bank account, new email, phone number, everything for me and my banker versus everything else. So I wouldn't have to be concerned about it being hacked, about anybody getting any of my information related to my account. That's my security process. So you have to determine if it's something you want to do or you want to run yours all together. And I would think it would be based on how much money you have at risk and what your wealth manager, investment banker, or accountant is going to advise you to do. Okay, what's next?
All right, let's go to live callers. First one is 512 area code.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, how are you guys doing this morning?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. I was just listening to a conversation with Trump yesterday on CNN, and he mentioned something about if he becomes president again, he would set up, there would be an agreement with Iran. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that. And if there's a new agreement between them, I guess, regarding peace in the Middle East, would that affect the decisions that Iraq will be making?
No, actually, if there was ever an agreement and he removed his sanctions, which I don't know how when he's actually trying to put more sanctions on them right now, but if he decided that he was going to remove them for some reason or go back to the original agreement that the last administration had, even in part, life would be easier. Now, he wanted to put more sanctions on Iran, but the rest of the U.S. partners wouldn't agree to do it. They said, no, we're not doing that. Because, first of all, we don't believe they violated the agreement. That's just you. So they're not agreeing to put any more restrictions on them or change the process. Iran itself is saying they're not going to come to any agreement until the U.S. goes back to the original one and apologizes for doing what they've done. So I don't ever see that happening either, not during this administration anyway. Now, if Biden won, I can see it happen since he helped put the last one together. He might say, yeah, let's go back to it. I don't know. But as far as Iraq is concerned, any agreement with Iran to ease their sanctions would make life easier in Iraq, because then they wouldn't need them to funnel money through their corruption and money laundering and everything else, because then they would have access to the other countries. So, yes, that would definitely make life easier for Iraq.
Oh.
I can't understand. You're cutting out.
Thank you, guys, for the information.
Okay.
Yes,
oh, okay.
I'm here.
All righty. Take
All
care.
Right, I'm off. That was the only question I had.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
619. Here we go. You were on. 619.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Well, the air is starting to clear up a little bit down here, so I'll get a little exercise.
Okay.
Got a couple questions for you. You've informed us that there is a limit on the contract rate for the dong, a 50 million dong. Is there a limit on the supposed treasury rate or the higher limits that the bankers have been giving people with a large amount of dong?
I've been told there is no limit.
Okay. The fact that some people have gone in and tipped their hand, has that damaged that or damaged any of the potential high interest rates that we're looking at?
I don't know that it's damaged it any. It's just I think they're some banks are better prepared for it than others, so they may change their policy to see it or the way they negotiate with that, so we'll have to wait and see. But long as you know one person has received it, you should know you've received it. We don't know where the start and stop of it all is, and those are the things that they can change. So they can say, well, you know, based on the fact that we were going to give it to everybody over 30 million, now we're only going to give it to everybody over 80 million. I mean, they could make that change as a policy itself. I mean, you just have to go to another bank, because every bank is not going to do that. It's just something that some banks could do. But why give anybody a competitive advantage over you anyway? It's one thing when you're going in. If your banker has come in and called you in and said, hey, let's make a deal. Hey, I got an offer for you, anything else. And you're negotiating is one thing. But for people just to go and walk in a bank or call this bank, that bank, people you don't even know, and start spilling their guts. Hey, I heard this is happening, that happening, get me in, or I'm going to want this, this, and that. And you don't even know that guy. Why would you do something like that? That doesn't make any sense. So just beware.
One final question. Do you see the time frame of this potentially happening more 20th to the 22nd or the 27th, 29th? I'm glad you pointed out the smoke screens last call, because it did seem kind of strange that they would say that the budget was the reason they're delaying things when we all knew what the numbers were anyway.
Yeah. I still see it happening by the end of the month, or it still makes sense to me to happen by the end of the month, because the situation is going to change as of the 1st of November, especially if the people start protesting again. It's going to make the country look different after all the success he's been having. It's going to be nothing but, you know, chaos once again. If they start blocking the streets, blocking the bridges, shutting down the economy once again, then Corona comes in again. There's no good I can see after the 1st of November as far as the people are concerned. Now, Iraq itself, the government, changes that they're making leading up to it, people they're going to arrest and do everything else. Maybe they need time. for this to happen, and maybe they don't. I can see them saying it. But this doesn't make any sense to me either, guys, just so you know. They're submitting the 2019 budget. They've already submitted the 2020 budget, just sending it now in the House Senate. And then, the Council of Ministers sent it to the House, who now has to send it to Parliament. It's the 2020 budget. They're saying they're going to have the 2021 budget, if not by the end of the month, by the middle of next month. They're saying that budget is not going to be for 2021, but 21, 22, 23, and some people want it to be a 5-year budget or projection based on the white papers that are now going to be submitted by the middle of next month, is what they're saying. So if they're doing all of that, I would suspect if revaluation would still have to be in the 2020 budget, but have to be in effect on the first for the last 3 months. Those are just things that make sense to me if we try to do this in a logical way. But as we know, there's no logic in Iraq, and anything can happen. Okay.
All right.
Is the chain of command the CBI saying go and then the Treasury signing off on it, or is it vice versa? Last question.
Well, whenever the CBI says go, they're going to call and say, hey, we're going to say go again. Are you going to let it go through this time? And the Treasury's going to say, did you meet the requirements from Washington? Yeah, then let's do it. I'm telling you guys, the Treasury is ready for it to go. They're doing everything they need to do for it to go, and they have said that. And now they put these requirements on Iraq, which they just completed on Monday. They're going to wait and see what the backlash is from it, probably, or build up to say to the end of the month. But CBI has to change it, but they're not going to change it. Remember, there's two servers. There's one in Iraq. There's one in Houston. One in Houston is going to control it. It's not going to go through until the U.S. Treasury is satisfied with what's been done.
All right. Thank you very much. You guys have a great afternoon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Take care.
Give me a hole if you got your funky butt spare.
Two, eight, one. You're on.
Well, hello.
I just want to call her Flat Dart. Wait, you got a song about a flat dart?
Look here. Look here. Now, okay. Let me tell you something. Now, I am recognized by Bus Lady. And let me tell you what happened this morning. I went into the chat room, to the forum, on your UN Ray's forum. And I had a PM, and I got a hate mail from one of the members saying, "How dare you how dare you disrespect Tony and Ray like that? Shame on you!" I said, "Who are you? Shame on you!" I said, "Okay, I'll fix them. I don't know if it's a woman or a man, but I'm going to put it out there internationally, okay, because I know national and international folks listen to this call, so whoever you are, shame on you."
Okay.
So how are you guys doing today?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Good.
From me.
And Mr. Tony, how are you in the fires up there? Hopefully you're surviving.
Look, I survived. We can actually see the sun. But I'm trying to figure out, what did you do to disrespect me? Because I want to know if I want to talk to you anymore or not.
I don't know myself. I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, who are you? I have no idea, but let me tell you, you got a fan. You and Ray both have a fan, because she was defending you guys. I'm like, okay, huh.
Okay.
I, I don't know who that is, but she loves you guys. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Okay.
Well,
okay. So,
I'm just going to take this moment in time to tell her thank you. I appreciate the thought. Now,
if she send me another one, it ain't going to be a nice one. How about that? So, I had a question. Well, maybe two questions. Okay, so we know the elections are coming up. And I know that information does come from the top in order for the bank to be instructed and be where they are right now at their locations, except Texas, I'm sure, because I noticed that you didn't mention Texas, so I'm assuming they're still not at their exchange locations or whatever. But
they are not.
Okay, so I guess my question is, we've been hearing this for a minute, and the RV still has not been released or public, you know, whatever, publicized. So that means we can't go until that happens. Now, I know you don't know, but what if they keep doing this up until elections and then it go past elections? I mean, is that possible? I think it is, right?
Well, that's what they did during Bush. That's
right.
What they did during Obama at the end of his first 4 years. That's what they
right.
did at the end of the second 4 years. So
right.
that's what they could do. This thing could be all set, ready to go, and we could have, you know, like DC say, 30% of the information. I didn't have a clue.
Uh-huh.
Or we could already be up to 80% of the information. What
uh-huh.
we don't have is 100%. So this could all
right.
lead up to the first. They're absolutely right. He could go out there and say, I changed all these people. I put out arrest warrants for Maliki, for Amiri. I'm arresting all these governors. I'm doing this, but it's still taking us time. We got the numbers. Here's the budget. But at this moment, since we didn't make it by October the 1st, or we didn't make it by October the 15th, we're just going to wait until January to start the quarter. I mean, he could say any crazy thing like that. I don't know that that's the plan. But that could
right.
happen, because it has happened
right.
over and over and over again so far.
Right.
But we know uh-huh. last October 1st, they actually wanted to do it. We know right now our information is saying they want it done by the 1st, but we'll
uh-huh.
see if it actually happens. I mean, I can't tell you 100%. I can tell you that's what the banks are gearing up for. That's what they've told their people. That's what they think over there. And that's why they're giving them until the 1st of November and saying if it's not done, then we're just going to do what we did all over again. So we'll see.
Yeah. So with that said, and that's on the Iraq side, but for the U.S. side, as far as the elections, you know, it's coming up in November. Now, hypothetically, we do know that anything could happen. And if, just say, Trump doesn't be reelected and Biden comes in, he has the, I guess, the right to look over things and make some changes. Is that right? Correct? So then
he does. If it takes until February when he's putting back in. Now, traditionally, if a president doesn't get reelected, he doesn't make any more changes from that part on because he knows it's not going to carry through his administration or he's not going to get any approvals. I said traditional, because
mm-hmm.
with this president, you never know. He's going to do all kind of crazy stuff at the end if he doesn't get reelected, and I know that because
mm-hmm.
they're going to be his
mm-hmm.
final decisions. And he does business
mm-hmm.
different from the way anybody else did it. So, like, he came in signing all those executive orders. I'm sure he would go out trying to do the same thing and get as much done as he can. But one of the things I think he would do is get the RV done so it can be done in his name under his terms.
That's
You'll
what
see,
I was thinking.
And I'll say that, guys, it's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I'm not trying to make it seem that way for, you know, Trump fans and everything else. It's a logical thing, and it's an ego thing, and it makes sense. Any government checks that have gone out, guys, anytime, I don't know, any other time, always have the treasurer's signature on them. Always has the treasurer's name on them. Stimulus checks that went out last time, what happened? They had to stop in the middle of processing them because he wanted his name put on it. The one that's coming out now, he wants his name put on it to say he did that. And that's okay because right now it works to our advantage. We need that ego. We need him to say, I made this happen before something else happens. We need that. So this is one of those times you say, I appreciate who he is. Let's get it done. I do. I truly do.
Okay. I wish he would get it done before he gets out of there.
That's right.
Okay. Well, my next question is in regards to Maliki, because, you know, he's a little criminal person, and he does all his little sneaky stuff. And I know he's trying to start up some more stuff now to try to, you know, delay or stop or whatever. So is that, I guess, with what I've been seeing in some of the articles and stuff, is any of this of significance with what he's trying to do? And is that, would that delay anything that Iraq is trying to get done, the prime minister is trying to get done over there? Would it be significant enough for him to delay stuff?
Well, it could be in the fact that he's over there getting advice from Iran. I know they're putting their game plan together and everything else, what he should and shouldn't do. And he's over there because, again, last time they put Sadr in charge and Maliki was losing some of his influence. So he's trying to get that back and his safety net. Right now, the voice is Amiri because Maliki's over in Iran. So he's the one saying, hey, this is corrupt and Al-Kazimi couldn't do that. He can't replace it, guys. So you have to wait and see. Does it go into their courts like ours does? You know, everything will go into court. Now we got to see who can rule on this. So far, that hasn't happened. Only been 2 days, though. Some people are saying he could do what he did legally. Some saying he can't. Some are saying already, well, they're proxies, so he don't need their votes. Just like when Trump appoints somebody here, he doesn't need the House and the Senate vote until he makes it permanent. Temporarily, he can name whoever he wants to name because it's temporary. And that's what Al-Kazimi is saying. Well, this is just temporary because the vote's next June, and it's all going to change anyway. So it depends on if what they were trying to do, both Maliki and Amiri and Iran influence, is get the people to take the streets now and start protesting the government to cause confusion again.
Right.
But Al-Kazimi is doing just the opposite, guys. He's doing it. He's making it public. And then he's telling the people why he's doing what he's doing. So it's a little bit of a battle. Hold on for a second so I can read this. All right, Kazimi is on TV right now saying in a few days he will reveal a report showing billions of waste and names of the corrupt officials, saying it's time all corruption comes to an end in Iraq. That's what he's on TV saying right now. That's what they're fighting. But that's how he's fighting back, by going directly to the people. So he's doing the right thing.
Okay, well, let's just hope that this thing gets done. I know the budget is supposed to be, is it reviewed on Saturday? Something about Saturday, I think. Is that what it is?
They're hoping it's voted on Saturday.
Voted on, okay.
But remember, last time it wasn't going to be submitted until Saturday, and they submitted it Tuesday morning. Well, Parliament, they could vote on it tomorrow or Thursday. We don't know. But as long as they're putting dates out there, we know they're moving forward.
So if they vote on this one and approve, I mean, if they vote on it and it's approved or whatever, Then they have two more, right, to vote. They have to do it three times.
Three times.
Is that correct? Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right.
And hopefully we'll see you soon. Y'all have a good day.
Bye. All right. You too.
You too.
972, you're on.
Danny in Dallas, what are you guys doing?
Hey, sir. All right.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, it's been a couple of days, been busy as I could be. You know, this virus thing has got all kind of people staying at home, and they look around and say, man, I wish I could get that fixed. And then I get a phone call. So it's a good time. It's a good time.
Okay.
All right. I've got one specific question. It was touched on earlier about the Treasury rate. Do we know at all what that might be?
We don't know what it might be because my understanding is it's going to be based on how much you have.
Okay. Okay. So accumulation... accumulation is going to benefit us, possibly, if we've arrived at that magic figure. I'm interested in that. I did want to mention, too, you know, I'm in the Dallas area. I located one of a small currency exchange, not exchange, supply place, and they have both dong and dinar. And that, for a period of time, they didn't have it. Or it would come in so quick they already had it pre-sold. But that is available, and I've checked on it several times. Strangely enough...
How much is it?
Well, now, it is... I paid $70 a million at that location before. My preference is to have it in hand, so I'm willing to pay that extra little bit. I suspect it's more than that now. But we know if what happens... what we hope happens, happens, I'm not going to quibble over another $10, right? Makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. But what was strange was they had dinar, but they were having trouble keeping it on site. I asked about both, and they said, well, we're real short on dinar. So I don't know their quantities of ordering, but it seemed a little odd that there would be a significant interest in dinar at this point. And maybe that's just me. Maybe it's latecomers to the party. I don't know what it might be. But at any rate, those things are available. I don't want to give her name out over the phone, but any kind of a Google search would reveal pretty quickly phone numbers to call. So that's my input for today, and I think I'll make an effort to go get a little bit more dong.
So, Dan, let me tell you two things.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody is texting me right now. So the CXI rate is $55 per million, right?
Right.
And you paid $70 per million.
Yeah.
So I got an email yesterday, and I also got a phone call from somebody yesterday who told me they paid $150 per million.
Well, it's still worth it, isn't it? Oh my!
You know what?
Yeah.
And at the end of the conversation, because I kept saying that, are you crazy? She's like, well, it's still worth it, right? I said, at the end of the conversation, you're right. It's still worth it. But I want you to know, at $70, I guess you still got a deal, according to some.
According to some, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Well, that's all the input I had, unless you had stuff you wanted to
secretly give me. Wait, I still got a request.
Okay.
I still got a request, though. Don't
yeah.
you, you know where George Bush lives?
I do.
Can you please stop by there and ask him to give me a call?
Okay. Would you like to go ahead and give me your number over the air? So,
Oh, trust me.
I'll
got
what
the
I
phone
can do
number.
About that.
He got the phone number. You just need to get the number.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be surprised. Dallas is a big area, but I've run across several people who have firsthand acquaintance with the bushes, and it's just obscure situation. One fella has got a little supply place. He supplies a trailer parts. And another lady is into flowers and stuff. She keeps the library flowers maintained. So it's a big, big world, but it's a little world at the same time. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but ask them, okay. Do they get to go to the barbecues that he holds? That's the key.
Well, they have.
When you get to go to
they
that,
have been.
Then you're okay.
Both of those.
Oh, okay.
Both of
there
you
go.
Yeah. So I haven't got my invitation yet, but I'll have to wait till I enter that high society stuff. All right, fellas, I got to go tear up a floor and call in my name. So thanks for your input.
All right.
Let's get this thing done. See you later.
All right.
Thank
sir.
You, sir.
270, you're on.
Boy, Tony and Ray, I've been having trouble getting through to you guys the last couple of calls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
glad
last year. Call, I was out in Washington State in the fires, and I lost service. It got smoky. I couldn't see. So, Tony, I feel for you guys out there. And then the last one, I sneezed and hung up on you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
couple questions. Is the Zim still going? Because I hadn't heard anything on the Zim the last few calls.
As far as we know, it's still going.
Okay, and are we going to go on the East Coast, or we're going to be doing our exchange, I guess, in North Dakota? Is the Zim going to be exchanged on the East Coast, or do you have an idea where it's going to be exchanged at?
Well, it's going to be exchanged throughout the country, not just on East or West. That wouldn't
okay,
be fair.
Okay, so, well, yeah, I mean, I know, but, you know, you said there's only going to be one bank that's going to, you know, give that rate on the Zim, I guess.
Well, that one bank is, well, or, yeah, that one bank that we know or said they're doing the Zim is on the East Coast and West Coast.
Okay, so they do have branches in North Dakota?
I don't know about North Dakota. You know, North Dakota ain't really nothing but a whole lot of space and time. But I don't know where.
Boy, you ain't lying.
I used to live in North Dakota, so I know.
Yeah, well, I drove for a guy out of Fargo, and I told him, I said, you know, if you guys would grow some trees, it wouldn't be so much wind here.
That's right. Man, which is a fair bunch. You can see for miles in North Dakota.
Yeah, but, well, they got to come to Kentucky to get our trees so they can have lumber.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that this bank, and the bank says they will be in every state, every opportunity. So they will have sister banks or locations that you can work through one way or the other.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. That sounds good. One last question. When do you expect the I know people have already been to the appointment and stuff, but I know they've got to be getting aggravated, and so the people going to work in the banks, not nothing happening. When do you think the rates will actually show up on the Forex?
I don't know, by the end of the month, I'm hoping. And you're right, there are people who have SKRs, who have pending deposits, who are being told every day, any minute. Look in the account tomorrow. But they're being told that every day because they don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but they do think we're that close to it.
Yeah. I hope so, because my wife is listening to this call right now. She says, if this don't happen for long, I'm going to get a beat down.
Uh-oh.
Well, you can get over
it. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I was getting ready to say, you can get over a beat down, but that divorce is going to be costly.
Boy, you ain't lying. Well, fellas, that's all I got. Y'all going to get me in trouble. Them grandmas going to get me too, Ray.
Okay.
Well, listen, you fellas have a good day. Ray, you be safe. And Tony, you certainly
all
be
right,
safe
sir.
Out there.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Y'all have a
bye-bye
good
now.
One. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right.
865, area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate all your info and helping us connect these proverbial dots. Couple of questions here. In the opening monologue, you were referencing the fact that you did have this late night information from last night of that Iraqi TV on the changes and that the new CBI government, so that reforms now can be done. Linking that in then with the info that you just got as far as Kazemi saying he will be going after a few more corrupt officials. Time-wise, are the TV stations over there do the kind of things of breaking news like we've gotten so accustomed to, where they are giving updates on what was shared last night with respect to the reforms? Like, are they starting to pinpoint it to say, you know, he can now, these reforms can now be done, as in when is now? Hello?
Okay. Yep. I'm just trying to think. So they're on TV now. It's 9 o'clock at night right now. So they're just
Correct.
Putting out the news. Now, I don't know if he did it at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, but it's current. Throughout the day, I get these texts. It's like this, hey, this was just on, this was just on. And again, he's constantly keeping the people there. They said he did it so that the reforms could be done. Now, I better go back and see. Wait a minute, I sent that to Ray. Maybe we should let him read it to it. No, hold on for a minute. Let me see.
Now, don't put Ray on the spot. He's juggling enough.
Okay. So the correct terminology, because it makes a difference when you move a word in a sentence, says Kazemi made relating to naming new CBI governor was done so the reforms can now be done. Not done now, but can now be done. So it doesn't say what day, month, or year. Where they can now be done.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. So,
they could
no
be working on it and announcing it
if,
now.
Yeah, if he meant tomorrow or if he meant next week.
Mm-hmm.
But he now can do it because it's met the criteria, probably of D.C. It's removed the responsibility from both Maliki, Alak, and Iran, and now he can actually be in charge of the money. If he does it and decides what happens. So there's a lot of different reasons it could be saying it can now be done. Doesn't mean when it's going to be done.
Yeah. Okay, so he's got the okay sort of thing, permission, as it were.
Right.
With respect to the just the whole process that people are starting to think that it's slowed down, it's stalled, heaven forbid, stopped. Are there any indications that, you know, years past we got the word that whenever anything like this happened, it was almost like they had to go back to the square one and start all over again. At this stage of the game, are your sources saying that whenever we get into this kind of phase, that it when it does start again, it picks up from where it left off, or are they still going back to square one and definitely slowing things down because they have to go back to square one? Have they given any indication?
No. What we're seeing, well, from our people on this side, things aren't going backwards at all. They're actually going forward at a faster pace than we thought was going to be possible. With the changes announcement and with the border control that he did and now removing them and the agreement with Kurdistan and the budget, it actually seems like everything is speeding up to come to a conclusion is what I'm seeing. So I don't see anything slowing down or going backwards at all. All this is good news. We haven't gotten any bad news in I don't know how long. Besides the fact it didn't happen on Monday, where they didn't actually make the announcement. But nothing over there is going in the wrong direction at all.
Okay. That's good news. The terminology, you had alerted us that the exchange centers and the call centers have been given the directives that they are to be expecting to work 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. from now until the end of the month. Were those same directives given to Texas and they are just choosing not to abide by them, or were the Texas folks not even getting them at this stage? Have they, I'm just kind of curious, are poor Texas folks?
Texas hasn't gotten anything. Since the last time they were in the office, they told them they'll notify when they're ready again. And again, they haven't gotten anything. But guys, I don't look, as long as everybody else is ready, this is how I have to look at it. If I need everybody in my factory to be to work at 7 o'clock, and I need the things to start at 8:30, can I bring everybody in except for the finance department and bring them in at 8:15 and see if we're ready to go? Because my other 500 people are sitting around ready to go. I can't bring everybody in at the last moment. Or I could, or I could bring everybody except for this core group and say, you guys just relax. You're the last ones in. Because that's what it seemed like happened. We have to remember, this plan came out of Texas. The person who put it together, the people put together, are still in Texas. The server is still in Texas. That's where the switch is going to be flipped at. So could I just tell Texas an hour or two for it, go ahead and send them in, I'm going to do it, and everything work out fine? Yes. Could I do that all across the country and expect everybody to be in place in 2 hours? Probably not.
Good. That was sort of how I was trying to assess the thing, that it's sort of that Texas knows what everybody else is doing, even though they don't necessarily have specific directives in hand, but they are nonetheless at the ready regardless of where they are. So 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be, and it sure would be nice to happen sooner rather than later, so it's still going to be in September. We still can do it if they would get this information out to us ASAP. And again, guys, appreciate your all your help and insights. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
916 area code. You are on.
I put my hand down. You've already answered my question. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. 313 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray. How you doing?
Hey. All right.
It's Cornbread. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you. Yeah. Not as clear as normally, but.
Okay, I'm going to get a little closer to the phone.
Good idea.
Well, that would help. It might even help a little bit better if you pick the phone up.
Well, I don't like to get a lot of scratchy noise. So how's that? Is that better?
Yes, sir.
Much better.
Oh, okay. Good. Tony, is the amount still the same? It's still going to be the same on the amount of cash you could take from the exchange appointment if you wanted to take the cash with you?
It's changed throughout the years, but it's still going to be somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000.
Okay. And also, still giving you the during your exchange or at the end of your exchange leave? Or
still giving you what?
I think you
black
said black card. Yeah.
Black card. Yes. Yes, that's still part of the process, yes. And
okay,
actually, they give you, these guys have been getting a card when they go out, and maybe just because, it's early, but they've been given a card, and they get their black card in the mail, actually FedEx, 2 days after they were doing their paperwork. They got their actual black card.
Okay, will it have a percentage on it of what will be the process on the card as far as what you can what you'll have available. Let's see if
I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know as soon as I get mine. I'll come and tell you. But traditionally, okay, if you get a black card, it's an unlimited card, guys. Period. So you still have to pay it off, or they take it out of your account. So it's based on how much you have.
Okay. I appreciate that, and I think I'll spend today looking for me some more dong. You
all right.
Have a
sounds
blessed
good.
Day.
All right, sir.
And stay healthy. And Tony, don't breathe in too much smoke.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Alrighty, take care. 610 area
hey,
code. Hey,
Greg, hold on. Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
All right, hold up.
I thought
610.
Yeah, before the call, guys. And I should have said it. And I meant to start the call off with it. So, because I'm concerned about the people down south who got that hurricane stuff coming in and the water flood. And I look at that and I see it's affecting a whole lot of people right now. And, you know, we said it after every disaster, man, if they had their dinar, their money, or life would sure be easier for them. But I hope it comes. But even before that, I wanted to say, hopefully everybody can stop and give them a moment of prayer and hope they make it through this, because it just doesn't sound like it's going to be good at all by the time full force hits. And Ray, I know it's coming in down there, but it said it's going to reach all the way up to the Carolinas before it goes back off the coast. So hopefully you guys are, you know, like you're saying, prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. But be prepared for it. That's all. So I wanted to get that out there. Let's think about all of our members and non-members, what they're going through. Okay, go ahead. Thanks.
Okay. G-Man in PA, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man in PA.
Good afternoon.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And gentlemen, I'm going to do the long version again today. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember, today, ladies, you'll be very, very glad. And when you send your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW. Know your worth. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Do appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, sir. Right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right, Tony.
330 area code, you are on.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hey.
Hello. Sorry about that. What's up, Ray? Tony, brother.
Hey.
What's going on? You answered a lot of my questions in the call. I had my phone muted again. I did it to you again. This Buckeye guy. I was listening to everything. You answered a lot of my questions, but I was wondering, like, with the different, you know, how we have the different rates for the treasury, the different rates for contract rate, and, you know, the base rate. Is there anything changed with, like, the stipulations on those since we've given out that information over the call?
Nope. Nothing has changed that I know of. Nothing at all.
So we're pretty much just waiting on a green light to go.
You know what? That's what they tell me they're waiting on. A green light to go. Just waiting on somebody to tell them to go. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sounds like good to me. It just seems like everything going on with what everybody's saying and what's going on over there, and it just seems like that maybe it's all kind of being meant to kind of throw us off and not let everybody know the exact time and date. You know what I mean? Does that make sense for them to do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're never going to let us know the exact time and date until after it has happened. There's too much advantage for them to do that. So that's always been the plan, to notify us after it has happened.
Right. Now I was going to ask you one thing I saw, I think it was yesterday or the day before. It had to do with the green zone, either bombs or missiles launched from Iran into the green zone. Did you hear anything about that, or do you know anything about what that was about?
No, I've seen that they were launching bombs and things into the airport, but not the green zone itself. I mean, it could have been one or two, but they do that all the time. Because they're just over there. They're trying to disrupt it. They're trying to cause confusion and get people upset about the new government. They were mad because he told them they couldn't have their arms anymore unless they were part of the military itself. So a lot of little issues like that and little groups are acting up. There's nothing to be worried about, I don't think.
Gotcha. But so as far as, like, exchanging, everything's pretty much the same as what we talked about before. Is it going to be, like, a specific bank that you go in to do your exchange with to start with, or is it going to be, like, multiple banks at a location for an exchange? Or do you know?
Well, some banks have single locations. There are some exchange locations that will have multiple banks in them. So once you give you call the number, give your information to the guy on the phone, and based on how much you have, he'll tell you what location to go to.
Okay. And then with the treasury rate, say you go with the treasury rate, is there still room for negotiation with things if you go with the treasury rate with the bank, or does that take it off the table and make everything one set direction?
Well, I think there's always, room for negotiation. I don't know what you're negotiating for with the treasury rate, but
like
if you're getting
the treasury rate or whatever,
you're probably going to get the highest of everything available if you're getting that treasury rate.
Okay. They just got too many, do they got many stipulations that you know of on the treasury rate or anything specific?
Nope, I have no idea.
Okay.
And I say that
I guess we'll find out.
I don't know any of that. Actually, I'm trying to think if I know anybody that's gotten the treasury rate. No, because right now, everybody is settled for below that, so I don't know why.
Well, that's interesting. I'm still excited, so it's a good day. I'm going to get up here and finish out my day
right,
and have a good day, and hope you all have a good day, too.
All right. Thank
okay,
you,
thank
sir.
You, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye.
301 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
All right.
I'm super fantastic.
Well, let me take my mask off. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, that's who this
Wait,
is.
Wait, where are you at? Oh. Wait, where are you?
I'm in the store.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Say,
is it too much noise?
You better not be at home on the phone with a mask on. Go ahead.
People do that, you know.
Oh, sure.
Oh, goodness.
Hey.
Tony, this is Dottie Lady. I don't know if you remember.
No, hold on a second. I just got to tell you guys, because it absolutely kills me. I just don't know what to think. When I see people driving down the street in the car with their windows up and their masks on, what is that about? They don't want to give it to themselves or what? I mean, they got me cracking up. I'm serious.
Maybe they had just come out the store, Tony, and they forgot to take it off.
Oh,
I
okay.
see that all the time too.
Me too. I'm like,
but there
what?
Are.
okay.
Oh, well, people are paranoid. They are very paranoid, so you never know.
Look, guys.
So anyway,
I wear my mask. I do, except for, of course, you guys already know. If I'm smoking or I'm drinking scotch, I'm not wearing my mask. But when I go somewhere, I put my mask on, I come out, I take it off, and I get in my car. It makes sense. Better safe than sorry to me. It just
right,
makes sense.
Right.
But to drive right. down the street with your windows up and your mask on, it just kills
and
me.
And you're the only one in the car, yeah.
Yes.
That
you're
is
the only
kind
one
of strange.
In the car. Right.
I haven't
well,
seen any guys
strange.
Doing that, though. Anyway.
Yes, I
what?
Have. Plenty of guys. Plenty of guys.
Oh,
yes,
and me
I have.
Too. I'm
going
to go
don't
with
even
you.
Try
I want me too.
See, Tony's seen it too. You're trying,
right.
trying to say only women do that. That is not true.
Oh,
that
God.
Is not true.
Okay, go ahead. My bad. Y'all. I'm sorry. You had a question.
Oh, no
okay.
problem. I was saying this is Bugatti Lady. I don't know if you remember me. It's been a while since I've been on.
Well, it's okay, because you know what I do remember? My Bugatti.
What?
I remember that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that's the most important thing, okay? Okay, Tony, in the past we were told, and I asked Ray this question before, and he gave me his answer, so I wanted to hear your answer. In the past we were told we needed to say the three-letter acronym when exchanging our currency in order to get the highest rate, like IQD, IQN, VNN, VND, IDR, IDN, stuff like that. Do we still need to say that when we exchange our currency? And are the most recent letters ending in N for new?
Okay. Guys, you can never do too much. You can always do not enough, but you can never do too much. At least anybody can tell you no. Or whatever you ask. So, and I give you guys a whole bunch of things that hope stick in your mind. You know, better safe than sorry. Closed mouth don't get fed, and a whole bunch of things. But why not? It doesn't hurt. Hey, what's the rate for this, and what's the rate for this? And if he says, oh, they're the same rate now. Okay, good. Got that out the way. And go on. But if there's any chance or possibility, why screw yourself? You know what the symbols are. Ask for the rate for both of them.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, sir. That's my only question. And thanks to both of you for all you
Was
do.
Was that
for
a different
us.
Answer?
We greatly appreciate it. What'd you say, Ray?
Was that a different answer?
No, you. What you said, were you just going to take it up there, slap it on the counter, and
yes,
tell
yes
them to
no.
exchange it?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
But it works.
Thank you.
It works the same. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
615, Erico, you're on.
Hey. How are you guys
hey.
Doing today?
All right.
I'm sorry.
Hey!
I get excited.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I be working, so when y'all call my number, I be get excited that you got to my number.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've been trying to listen, but while y'all was on the call, I got a call from my supervisor, so I had to break loose from listening to y'all, but I jumped back on. So when is it expected to happen? Is it going to happen before this year is over?
Well, it's expected to happen any day, any moment now, because it can. It's logical for it to happen before the 1st of October, and when we would like to see it happen. It could possibly happen on the 1st of January, because I can't tell you when it's going to happen. So there's a lot of different scenarios of what could, would, should happen, but they're building for it to happen by the end of the month.
Okay. All right.
Okay. As they go back in, guys, we get it from the bank, and they're saying we're on 2-hour alert, or we can't communicate anymore, or they go back to the old thing, we're on total lockdown, and they're not even letting us go home or anything. We know we're building up to it, all right? The other
okay,
thing
so
in
is
the
Texas
past,
on alert?
Do what?
Is Texas on alert now?
Texas is not on alert. They're not on standby. They're not at the exchange centers or call centers. They're just doing their job. But you're right. You weren't listening because I explained all that. And they could get a 2-hour notification and be caught up. But
okay.
Our other things that we look at, and some of you guys know throughout the years, we look at the banks and we look at Iraq and see what's going on. I get more excited when the government agencies get their memos, and we've had that. We've had military bases get a memo, you know, within 48 hours, 72 hours, this is going to happen. We have our exchangers, both for the markets and for us get memos and be put on 2-hour notices, those kind of things. We had our global exchanger receive notice, be aware of this. So we start going back through all those circles again. That's when we'll get really, really excited. But it's good to be excited about what we see, because there's things getting accomplished right now that's making it apparent to the Iraqi people, not just to us, that this is about to happen. And that's the biggest thing. Okay?
Okay, and then I got one more question.
All right.
How can I be for sure that I'm on y'all email list? Or do I just gotta get online and check on the forum or something?
Somebody sent me a text here. Uh-oh. I'm gonna send it to Ray.
I got your number. What's your number so I can text you?
What's my number? I'm gonna give you my number in a few minutes. Let me see. What is it? It is. No, Ray. What is your number? I forgot. I'm sure you ain't give it out. I forgot. But anyway, what you can do is call Ray or text Ray. But Ray will even give you his email because he gives it out to everybody. And or he can just say right now, right? Because somebody else told me that they've been on the email list for years or something, and they didn't get one. When you sent out a test on Monday or something, did you do
no,
a
I
test
didn't do it Monday.
Open mic?
No, it was months ago. We have quite a few members who have old email addresses that they've changed over the years and didn't go in their profile and update it. But now, 615, if you've never been in the forum, you're not on the email list and you won't get on it. That's only for people who are in the forum that are members on the TNT site.
Oh, well, that sucks.
No, but you're going to get the tweet. When we send the tweet out, you'll get the tweet notice if you're following us on Twitter.
But see, the tweet comes later. I want to be one of the first people to know.
Oh, okay. Listen, I can absolutely guarantee you the tweet is going to come before anybody else, okay? You're not even going to see your email. People go and check your email. The tweet is going out to everybody, and it should just pop up on your phone.
I guess I got them notifications off then.
Turn your notifications on. Did you get a tweet about today's call?
No, I didn't see it pop up.
Okay.
But I did do what you said do, and then you told me to go back in and click on the button, and then after I click on the button, then I go in and I read. So I read it today, this time.
Okay. Well, you turned your notifications on, so then that way you would receive a notification that a tweet went out. Then you would know immediately to go look at the message.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Do y'all know anybody else who is selling? And do y'all want to perhaps sell some of y'all since I'm so new?
Hey, where do you live at?
No, no, no. 1,000 times no.
And that's why.
Wait, where do you live?
My currency.
I live in Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay. Well, I just knew it was down south. I just didn't know where. Well, because you yowling us to death. But it's okay. I like it. But I can get y'all.
I was taught that nothing beats a failure but a try. Asking and shall be given. So I'm going to ask you.
I'm going to give it to you, too. You ready?
I'm giving you some locations. Where you can buy currency.
Oh, there you go. And CXI is only $55 per million. So you don't have to pay the 70 that Danny paid or the 159 that American Coin is asking, because that's crazy to me. But CXI is only $55 million. And you can go get it. All right?
I can't. They don't deliver to Tennessee. I retract.
Oh, really?
Oh, they don't?
I tried to get some, and they said they don't mail to Tennessee or something like that.
Oh, you need to move.
I'm trying to see if RV happens. As soon as this RV happens, I am moving. Changing my name and everything.
Okay.
Is this a cell phone that you're on?
Yes.
Okay. I'll send some information over to you. It might be helpful to you. Some other locations that you can try out.
Thank you so much,
all right.
Tony and Ray.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, sir. We bottomed out on this one.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
Good deal. All right, guys. Guys, we have a lot of fun on our calls, I think, because family atmosphere. But sometimes people learn better when they're having a good time, or they remember things better when they do that. We try and put it all in there, really. So I cannot wait to meet so many of you guys as brand new millionaires and billionaires and see what our future holds. Apart and together. So it's one of the things that I think about. So hopefully everybody's getting something out of this call, some information and things that they'll remember to use during their negotiations and in planning your future, which I hope you are planning right now. So, but with that, everything's good, guys. There's no bad news out there. We're just waiting. Every day they're making more announcements, more adjustments in Iraq that are all positive, that are all going towards ending corruption and giving all the other countries' governments confidence in their currency and their government that now is the time to do it. I really, really feel, hope, and pray they get this done by the first. because I don't want to see the change that we saw last October or that we saw in the elections before, right before, where the people get involved, just get fed up, things have to wait. So I'm hoping we can avoid that this time, and I think they're trying to by getting this done by the first, if not before. So let's see what happens. All right, with that, enjoy the rest of your day. If something happens, we'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the forum, or we'll do a call if that's what it takes. So do what I'm going to do and enjoy the rest of your day, folks. Ray?
Okay, that's going to do it, folks. We'll be back on our regularly scheduled time for Friday, if nothing happens between then. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Trust in him. Yes, yes. Hey, go.
house.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
Recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star.
I'm excited about your future.
This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We are out of here.